Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dodge Ram Hotline and bring in Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts.com. How you doing today on a big, big day?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing good, Steve. How you doing today, man? Big game.
Doing good. It's colder than heck up here, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it is? Listen, it's man.
You know that. It's probably not much different in Cleveland, but yeah, it's colder than heck up here, I'll tell you that.
Listen, that means it's going to be a classic, hard-hitting Ohio State-Michigan game. And, you know, I've been talking to my fans about, you know, some of the classic Ohio State-Michigan games so far that they remember. What is one game really quickly that really kind of stands out to you in your memory when you say Ohio State-Michigan? I know there's a lot of them, but is there any game or moments that stand out to you?
Oh, that's a great question. There's so many of them. I think the very first one that I went to was in 1986 at Ohio Stadium, and Jim Harbaugh basically guaranteed victory for Michigan as the quarterback. I was a student at Ohio State, and they pulled out a 26-24 win. Ohio State missed a field goal in the final minute that would have sent the Buckeyes to the Rose Bowl. So you can just imagine what the feeling was like that day in Columbus to lose a game in such heartbreaking fashion like that. But that was the first one I attended. This will be my 31st here today, and the 14th that I've been here in Ann Arbor. Been here for a lot of different things. I was here when Tim Biakabutuka ran for 313 yards against Ohio State in 1995, and that was an undefeated Ohio State team, probably ranked number two in the country that year in 1995. And been here for some great wins, obviously. 2005, Ohio State pulled it out, a couple touchdowns in the fourth quarter with Troy Smith. They pulled it out here, and 42-41 here in 2013 was pretty crazy. And over the years, there've been a lot of just amazing games that have been played between these two schools.
When you look at this game and you look at what Michigan has been able to do so far this season, you know, they look like Shea Patterson has come on a little bit. You know, he was much maligned, you know, in the first part of the season and pretty much in his whole career at Michigan. But the last three or four games, he's been able to string some things together for Michigan. They've played pretty well. You know, what are your thoughts on Shea Patterson and what he's able to do in this type of game, being at home in this rivalry?
Well, he's been tremendous the last few weeks. Excuse me. Obviously, they've won four games in a row: Notre Dame, Michigan State, Maryland, and then Indiana last week. In the last 2 weeks, he threw for 300 yards in both of Michigan's wins. So he has really started to come on and play like everyone thought he was going to play when he came here to transfer to Michigan. So the Buckeyes secondary from Ohio State is going to have to be on guard. They've got three great wide receivers with Donovan Peoples-Jones, Nico Collins, Ronnie Bell, who've done an outstanding job this year for them. Going to be a great matchup with that secondary with Jeff Okuda, Damon Arnett, and Sean Wade, who was questionable coming into today's game. He is out there warming up right now on the field for Ohio State. So so that's a good sign that he's going to try and give it a go today. And the Buckeyes need all hands on deck, obviously, as they go against one of the better offenses that they played this year. To me, the question is whether or not Michigan can establish the run. Nobody has really done that all season, including Wisconsin, the great run team. They were unable to do it. Perhaps Michigan will try and do that. I don't see them going exclusively to the pass game today, but Ohio State's run defense has been tremendous. So we'll see how that plays out with that Ohio State's offense and Michigan's offense and Ohio State's defense.
Talking to Steve Hellwagon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And you look at this, and you look at the game last week against Penn State, and Ohio State, for the first time, looked like they had a little bit of trouble in the second half. We watching that game, they ran off 17 unanswered. When you look at Ohio State, they actually put the ball on the turf a little bit. For the first time during this season, it looked like Ohio State got punched. They were little dazed. They were able to pull that game out. What do you think Ryan Day, how do you think he responded to that? And how do you think the team responded to that? And moving forward, is that something that that you're concerned about?
Yeah, I think you look at today, a day when the conditions aren't perfect. I mean, it's going to be about 35 degrees and the wind is blowing here. Ball security becomes so important on a day like this. And if they put a helmet on the ball, it's going to be much easier for it to pop right out as it did last week with Penn State. I mean, Penn State created turnovers and yeah, Ohio State put it on the ground, but I think Penn State also deserves a little bit of credit for making those plays. And I think that what they did, I mean, they got it down to 21-17 there late in the third quarter. Coach Day called the offense and the defense together and said, hey, you know, we've been punched in the mouth, just as you said, and it's a heavyweight fight, and now we have to respond. And so I think what they did next was the most important thing. They drove down and put the ball in the end zone when they had 28-17. And then the defense got a handful of great stops down the end. Justin Hilliard had an interception. Chase Young had more sacks. And that was that. Is Chase Young going to be able to get after Shea Patterson here today? That's a big part of this as well. And maybe make him make some critical mistakes or put the ball where he doesn't want to put it. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, no doubt. I think you make a great point that this Ohio State team, as great as they've been, they're not infallible. I think that's that was illustrated last week. Three fumbles, they opened the door for Penn State. If they turn it over three times today, I would give Michigan a great chance to win this game.
Yeah, one of the things that I've talked about, and this is a game where I've saw, you know, in my lifetime, I've seen people like Desmond Howard. I've seen Charles Woodson. I've seen Eddie Georges, the Troy Smiths, that, you know, Heisman Trophy winners in these type of environments, in these atmospheres. I look at a guy like, as I'm watching Charles Woodson announce on Fox right now, you know, we've seen one defensive player, you know, actually be, you know, win the Heisman. And, you know, I don't know if Chase Young gets invited, but if Chase Young has a big-time game on at a stage like this, you know, maybe throw up two or three more sacks, possibly putting himself in a chance to get double digits, 20 sacks in a year, do you think that he has an opportunity to at least get invited to New York for the Heisman?
Oh, yeah, I think that that's definitely out there. He's had 7 sacks in his last 2 games, I think 9 tackles for loss. So he's just been outstanding here down the stretch for Ohio State and obviously had that two-game situation where he had to sit out. I don't think that'll cloud a lot of people's feeling with the voting. I mean, there may be some voters who leave him off because of that, and integrity is a component of it. But I can't imagine that the rank-and-file voters are going to downrate him too bad. I mean, is he going to win it? I don't know. Joe Burrow, you know, what he did at Alabama kind of spoke for itself, and a lot of people came away from that day saying he was the guy, and yet they still have more football to play as well. None of this is determined until after the conference championship games are played next week. So all these contenders, even Jalen Hurts, as well at Oklahoma, they all have 2 games remaining. So let's see how they all do in their final attempts to put a bow on their season. The ones that can get to the finish line with an unbeaten record, or in Oklahoma's case, finish with 1 loss, they're going to have the best shot at this. And, you know, I think it's anybody's ball game right now. As you said, if he comes out here today and sparks 2 or 3 sacks and leads them to a victory, I mean, it's not only that he's sacking the quarterback, Garrett, he's knocking the ball away and Ohio State's gaining possession. I mean, that is so big. When you get a turnover out of that, and a lot of times it's on a short field, you can really make things happen with that. So, yeah, he's been an impact player, no doubt about it.
Really quickly, I think you mentioned something, and I wanted to question somebody on this. Given what we know now, we look at Joe Burrow and we look at Justin Fields, right? We look at those two individuals and those two guys. If you had to take one guy, would you keep Joe Burrow? If you had to name a starter, would you keep Joe Burrow or would you take Justin Fields if you know what you know now?
Oh, man, that is such a tough question. You look at Joe Burrow, and he has been, for LSU, the guiding force for that team. And he's been a guy that's helped raise that team above whatever anybody thought it could be. And I don't think anybody thought they were preseason number one. I think everybody had Alabama and Clemson 1 and 2. And he's done amazing things. Fields was a complete unknown coming to Ohio State. At least Burrow had played a year last year at LSU, so you had some type of idea what he was capable of. Fields has been nothing short of amazing for Ohio State, 43 touchdowns, 33 passing, 10 rushing, and just 4 turnovers on the season. So, I don't know, 1 interception. I think Ryan Day's happy with the guy he's got, but he has a very, very much a soft spot in his heart for Joe Burrow. They worked together for 1 year, obviously, at Ohio State, and really appreciates what he's been able to do at LSU. And if the good Lord is willing, perhaps we'll get them on a football field sometime here in the near future to settle it one-on-one, but or at least their team settle it against one another. But, yeah, that is a tremendous question.
Yeah, I think both guys are happy where they are. I think both guys have done a great job to solidify their teams and get their teams where they are. And I would love nothing more to see that game. I think that's the game that the country wants to see, is an LSU-Ohio State game. And I think that, to me, that's the two best teams in the country. So I think a lot of teams want to see that. Oh, go ahead.
No, that was all I was going to say. Yeah, I think that if we can get it to that point and whittle it down to 4 and then down to 2, and that's the game we get in New Orleans, then I think we're in for quite a treat.
Talking to Steve Hellwagon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Last question. We got Michigan here. We got them here. They're in the big house. Is there any chance in your prediction, confidence level? Do you have what confidence level do you have of Ohio State winning this game today?
I think you got to be fairly confident. I mean, let's look at the odds makers. Have Ohio State as a 10-point favorite on the road, which kind of says a lot, and kind of flies in the face of how great Michigan has played the last 4 games. I mean, they have been dominant here. This was the Michigan team we were promised in the preseason, that one that's been playing the last 4 games. So, and really from halftime of the Penn State game on. So, to me, I think that it is certainly going to be a competitive game. Again, I just go back to the fact that Michigan, with the running game, has not really established that running game against top competition. And I think Ohio State's defense is going to probably be what decides this game. And I think the Buckeyes will make enough plays on offense, move the ball enough. And, it's going to be really an outstanding game here today. But I just think Ohio State, with what they're able to do with J.K. Dobbins, setting the tone, running the football. Last week, they came right out, ran the ball for 91 yards on the first drive against the Penn State defense that was only giving up about 75 yards a game rushing. So I look at it and I just say, that's a statement right there. So I want to see if Ohio State can duplicate that again here today. I got the Buckeyes winning at 33-20 here today in Ann Arbor at the Big House. And it's going to be one heck of a game, no doubt about it.
Hey, listen, we look forward to hearing from you next week. Previewing the Big Ten championship game, and we're going to definitely get an opportunity to preview that from Lucas Oil Stadium. So I appreciate you. Enjoy the game, and go Buckeyes today.
All right. Take care.
All right. Appreciate it. Steve Hellwagon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I want to thank him for showing up every single week this week, showing me love on the barbershop, getting us ready every single week for the Ohio State game, previewing these shows. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.